Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and hello from sunny, beautiful Oroville. We are recording from the recording studio, from the radio studio here in Oroville. Today is a very, very special day. It's November the 11th. It's Remembrance Day, where we remember and we honor all of those beautiful men and women, civilians and non-civilians, who wanted all of us to have a better life. Unfortunately, they went to war to have that better life. But now I want to remember what they did and what they did for happiness. I can sit and I can laugh today because I do live in a free place. I do have some choices. I can embrace the people around me. I have enough food on my table, but not everyone has that. And so while we remember what the world has come through and where we're going to, let's also remember what we need to do individually and collectively to come together as one world, one global world. Right now, as you know, I live in Oroville, the center and the epicenter of human unity, where we bring people from 52 countries together in unity. So I ask you, what does happiness mean to you? Is happiness just about pure laughter and fun and games and doing whatever you want? That's part of it. That's the choice that you have to be happy. But happiness also means having a safe place to stay, where you can put your head down on the pillow and you know you're not going to get bombed, where you know that you are secure. Happiness is having food that sustains you wherever you are, whatever that sustenance is. Perhaps you're in Tibet and you may not have vegetables, but you have a yak, you have something. And perhaps you're in southern India where you're vegetarian. Whatever, you have that choice. This is super important. Also, do you have the right for education? Do you have the right for great health care? And on that note, I'm going to talk a bit about health. We've continually say it, but you know, when you laugh, you bring more oxygen into your whole body, into your lungs, into your brain. And not only that, it shifts your entire system. Later on, we'll talk about endorphins and cortisol levels, all these different scientific things. But really, when you're a little baby, are you concerned about your cortisol levels or the dopamine, your endorphins? No, you just laugh, you giggle, and when you're not happy, you cry. And so while we can go into the mind and the brain, and it's very important to do that, where is that human element, that heart of gratitude, where we remember not only the men and women who died in a war so that we could have a different life, but also the civilians who kept everything going and the children who laughed and continued to keep that happiness flowing. Today, November the 11th, is also a very special day because it's 11-11 and it's 2020. But an 11-11, what if you were to take 11 minutes and to close your eyes and to think of 11 things that have made you happy and to take an entire minute to live through that process? For me, it's camping. I love camping with my husband. I love camping with my niece and nephew, and we laugh. And so for me to take that one full minute where I remember all of that and I give gratitude for the mountains. I give gratitude for the river that flows. I give gratitude for those heart connections, and I give gratitude for that laughter. And what if you took 11 times, 1 minute each time, and gave gratitude? How beautiful is that? And then you close your eyes. You were closing your eyes already, but then you write it down. You write that. And for the next 11 days, just remember that. Remember that in your heart, in your mind, and create that. And on that note, I'm going to invite Stefano, who's over here, and Ruben, who's over here, and all the other people on the other side of the studio, to laugh and remember and to give thanks to everyone in the whole world that gives us these opportunities to create happiness. And let's take it out on that. On the count of three, let's set that intention for happiness, for gratitude, and for love. Oh. And don't forget to subscribe and leave your comments below. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This is Oroville Radio.